The topic I'm asking us to think about together today is good sex and what makes good sex good. Now, I'm not going to presume that that's your question, but it's mine. And for at least some of us interested in good sex, I'm sad to say that the Christian tradition offers very little help in responding to the question. If by good sex we mean sex that is pleasurable and powerful to the senses, the Christian tradition disappoints because it has long promulgated a highly restrictive, often punitive moral code that warns incessantly about the dangers of illicit pleasures and places severe limits on almost all sexual expression. And if by good sex we also mean that it is not only pleasurable, but also ethically principled, there is even more disappointment because over the centuries, the church has never managed to produce a reliable tradition of ethical wisdom about gender and sexual justice. So when it comes to sex, gender, and sexuality, I find that the Christian tradition requires critique and transformation.